Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time. It's finally happening. The recap show for Fear of the Walking Dead, the season finale that aired on Sunday, May 22nd on AMC. First, I have to start off with introducing this one guy. He needs no introduction. He's Mr. Hollywood Premiere. Escorts. He's a ladies' man. Notice there's a giggle in the background. Jesus from dysfunctional.com. What's up, Jesus?
Not much, and it's the mid-season finale.
That is right. The mid-season. We told you yesterday. Thanks for correcting us. I was just seeing if you were paying attention finally. So the mid-season finale, it returns in August. Definitely a good cliffhanger. I'm so used to just keep going, Jesus, but I forgot we have some people on the phone with us. The first giggle came from Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
You're finally here to join us.
I am here.
You're like, okay, I'm done with Game of Thrones. I can focus on Fear of the Walking Dead now.
No, I'm done with moving.
Okay, anyways. So the next person, we call her the girl with no blog. But she does do stuff for the VRO.com. Brancy. Brancy, we were having a debate. Is it on Twitter, VRO Brancy or Brancy VRO?
It's VRO Brancy.
What? Did we say something wrong, Jesus? I was just trying to...
I don't know.
I think Brancy had to think about it.
Wait, did you not hear me?
No, we didn't hear you. It was like a dead silence. We were like...
No, I said VRO Brancy.
All right.
I don't know why you didn't hear me.
Yeah, we were like, with some kind of introduction, like...
There was some delay.
Now you suspect. Hey, Seuss, you sound like a freaking robot now.
I was about to say, is it just me that hears that?
No, hey, Seuss sounds like a robot.
Okay. I'm moving to hopefully get a better.
Come on, dude.
Signal.
You live in LA. You got like 2 maids. You think you have good internet. So let's do this. The mid-season finale. All 4 of us are on, thank goodness. I'm just gonna ask y'all first. Scale of 1 to 10 before we jump into it. Brancy first, mid-season finale. What'd you think of it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Why does Brancy have to go first?
Because just in case there was another delay, I wanted to make sure I got you first.
Okay. Sure. I am going to give it a 9, I think.
Oh.
I thought it was pretty good.
So when you say I think, meaning it could have been a 10 or I think it could have been an 8?
I think it could have been an 8.
Ooh.
But I jumped it up a little bit.
Okay. So you give it a 9. Kristen.
It's funny because I'm waiting for her to give her answer, and I was thinking the exact same thing. So I'm giving it a 9, but...
It could have been an 8.
Yeah, it could have been.
So confusing. I'm already confused, Jesus. You see how smooth it goes when...
Geez. Yeah.
Jesus, what do you give it?
I'm giving it a 10.
Whoa!
It was amazing to have this be a mid-season. Such a cliffhanger. So much going on.
Wow. See that excitement, girls? I know it's been a while. Right, but watch this, Jesus. Jon Snow. See? I knew it. There it is. There it is. Okay, so you give it a 10. You loved it.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to... Oh, man, Jesus. I mean, you really build it up right there, but... I would probably have to give it a 9 also.
See?
What?
Yeah, it was... Don't get me wrong. It was a good episode. It was really good, but it did blow my socks off my body. No, but it did play with my emotions. So it was a 9. It could have gotten a 10, but I needed something. I needed someone to die. I needed like, holy shit moment, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Not like this whole family's fucked up moment, you know?
Yeah.
So I got to talk about it. I just want to jump in because, hey, Seuss is a big fan of her. Maddie. Now, last week, girls, you weren't here with us, but we kind of thought that's... Jesus really thought, and I thought some one person was going to die. Jesus really thought 2 people were going to die, and it could have been Alicia and Maddie. It's obvious that Maddie was super safe.
Mm-hmm.
But Maddie, Jesus, I got to ask you. Now, considering, Jesus, that you come from a Latin descent, mm-hmm. all right? You're from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
You kind of like white people. But for some reason, you're drifting towards Maddie. Mm-hmm. Do you think Maddie did what she did with the gate with Celia and shutting it behind her? Were you like, go, Maddie? Or were you like, Viva la Mexico?
No, I was definitely on Maddie's side because Celia is just crazy.
But is she really crazy?
Yes. I mean, believing that these people are actually just transformed and not dying is kind of crazy.
Yeah, but it's still new. Like, they're still trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you this. This episode, I wanted Maddie to die.
What?
Yeah, I was. Hey, he's been like that for the past two episodes, ladies.
Oh my god. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus, are you feeling okay?
Right.
Just because. Okay, I'm definitely, you know, Team Nick, and the way she's treating Nick is just horrible. Like, Nick has done so much for everybody, and it's like he's not getting the credit he deserves.
Mm-hmm. And so he's like dead to Maddie. So I mean, okay, well, okay, because I just don't. I mean, I don't know. Okay, first, ladies, Kristen, do you think it was a dick move, or did you, what'd you think?
The part of me thinks it was a dick move, but I think she had to do it.
Interesting. I really thought you guys were going to be like, nah, it's fucked up.
No.
No, I think she had to do it because she was trying to take her son.
But,
like, she was trying to, like, convert him.
But really, was she? That's the thing. You know, okay, so Brant.
I mean, I think she was only because she just lost her son. So I feel like part of her was, like, looking for a replacement. I don't think she was trying. I think Nick already was on the fence about certain things, and I think he's still trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm.
Because for the past two episodes, he's been thinking a lot, I think.
Right.
And wandering off by himself and trying to see what works and what doesn't. So I think he was already thinking certain things. And I think Celia, was that her name? Celia?
Yeah, Celia.
So I think he saw her side of it. But I think, you know, Maddie is just, she has a one-track mind. And what she believes is what everybody should believe. So I think she had to do it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Okay, Brancy, I heard you in the background. You were kind of agreeing with everybody.
Listen, I did not have a problem with it. I was cool with it. I need some exciting moments on the show and some crazy things, so I was here for it.
See, I don't know, man, because like me and Jesus talked about it last week that I think that, you know, I felt that, you know, Jesus was on this trip that, you know, the whole, you know, what he just said earlier. But me, I just felt like Maddie's been doing all this crap for selfish reasons because she's just mad that everybody's connecting to her son except her. And then I also said that I think Maddie's just somehow jealous that she got the shit Nick and now the cool, nice Nick that everybody likes. I don't know. I just think that she killed Celia for the main reason is that it was just because she didn't like her. I just think, Maddie, that was a fucked up thing.
Yeah, she was rude to that lady from the beginning.
Yeah, I just didn't. I mean, am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. When it happened, I looked at my wife. I was like, holy shit, this bitch is locking her in here. But the question to you guys is, did she die? Did she get eaten? You would think that Celia knows the secret bat cave and can get out of the cellar, right? That can't be the only entrance in and out of the cellar, right? Do you think she's alive? Did we see a body?
I don't know. Her face, she kind of looked defeated.
Yeah, but we didn't see a body.
I don't know about that because you also get Daniel going in there afterwards and there's no blood.
Exactamundo!
I mean...
Well, yeah. See, I thought that too because when he went back in, I was expecting to see her there and I didn't.
Yeah, that would have made...
So, I don't know. You could be right.
That would have made more sense. But yeah, if we would have saw the body, it would have been obvious that, boom. But if we didn't see anything, I think she got out.
I think somehow she knew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, she's always been one step ahead of everybody.
Yeah, and I mean, let's give a shout out to the actress. I think her name's Marlene Forte. She did does an amazing job with Celia.
Yeah, and I saw her. Did any of y'all watch Talking Dead? Are y'all watching Talking Dead?
No.
Oh, excuse me.
I didn't this week.
Yeah, she was on there, and total different person. Like, very bubbly and nice. And then you see her in this, and it's like, ugh, scary. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Branson, you think she's alive?
I think she is. I think that they could, if they were going to kill her, then they probably would have made a bigger scene out of it.
Right.
With it being a mid-season finale. But they did not, so.
I think she's alive. I think she's alive.
Me too.
It's going to be on. Okay, so let's talk about Daniel, since y'all mentioned him walking in. Daniel was going through his issues straight from the start of the episode with dreams and then dead people. I thought the actor, what's his name, Ruben Blades, did a great job. I loved everything that he was in the midseason finale. Do you think he's dead?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he could go out that way.
Hell no. I mean, he's a G, but no, I think he said to his wife he was going to take care of Ophelia. And then the other thing I was telling my wife, I was like, he doesn't know that Maddie caught her, I mean, you know, locked her in and supposedly killed her. So I think he's putting his demons to rest. And then he told his wife, I'm not going to let that woman hurt Ophelia. So he has no clue how it went down. So I think he's definitely alive. And I think he's too cool. There's no way. But I was a little worried there, because when I was like, whoa, what are you doing with fire? What are you doing with the fire? And he caught everything. Do you think now he's reborn? You think it's like a phoenix? You think now, coming back in August, Daniel is going to be like, holy shit, I'm going to fuck everything up? What do y'all think?
I hope so, because he's fun.
I love Daniel. I want to have his babies.
Okay.
Yeah, but no. It was definitely... I mean, the end of this whole thing. I mean, Daniel and Maddie and Strand. Did anybody feel bad for Strand?
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, now, me and Jesus talked about this last week. He brought it up and threw it out there. Do you guys think that this whole thing of him being in love with Thomas and doing all this stuff, do you think this was part of the con? Do you think he was conning the entire family? That's why Celia hated him so much? Or do you think he truly had feelings for Thomas?
From what I saw, I think he does. I think he did have feelings for him.
So it's real love.
I think so.
Okay. Brancy, are you Team Kristen or are you Team Jesus on this one?
You make that sound really ominous, Mike. But I think that at least on some level, there were some true feelings, but I mean, if it serves his better interest, then I'm sure that helped out too. So I'm kind of like in the middle.
See, that's what I mean. I never thought about it until Jesus brought it up. I was like, well, maybe he is trying to, you know.
See, I didn't think about it until you just mentioned it.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, if y'all two would have been on the show, y'all probably would have seen it.
But, oh, okay.
What? Wait, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you feel bad, Jesus and Brancy? Well, you know.
I didn't.
Damn.
I mean, no, not really.
Really?
No, not really.
Do you guys like Strand or y'all don't like Strand?
I'll
take that as a no.
I mean, I don't not like him. I don't know.
I still think he's one of the cooler characters.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, he is, but I don't like hate him or anything.
So if he died, would you guys be like, oh, he was such a good part of the story? Or would you be like, eh, all right.
I was upset that he was leaving, like, on his own. Like, right. Maddie promised Thomas to protect him, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like keep him in the family. And I'm like, wow, you know, she's really ruthless in this. Like,
that's your woman, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's why I want her to die now.
You flip,
oh my god!
You flip flop just as bad as Maddie does. Jesus, Jesus! I mean, Maddie is kind of hardcore. I mean, we talked about it last week. I was talking about to Jesus how pissed off I was on how Maddie treated Travis when all this shit went down with Chris. She didn't even blink an eye. And Jesus was saying, you know, well, she's going to go with her daughter, and I was like, I get it, but like, not even anything.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, this chick here, I don't know. I just think that Maddie's doing it all for herself. I don't know. I was hoping she would die.
Okay, now that you bring that up, what about Travis's move in this episode? Woo! He just leaves and, oh, you never saw me?
Well, no, no. I think this was a for me. I don't know. I was like, go for it, Travis. I think he's finally doing something for him and his son. Finally, he's been doing things for everybody else, and when his son needs him the most, which no offense, I would have been like, I'm going back. Chris, you have fun walking around the mountains. You know, I mean, this Chris guy is holding a kid hostage. And then takes the knife out and starts trying to slash his own dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's crazy. He's pulling a Shane.
Go ahead, Hicks.
Like, you have a son. If your son did that, would you just abandon him?
Fuck yeah, I would have been like, you're fucking crazy. I'm out of here. No. No, I mean, honestly, I could see. I mean, if I was didn't have kids, I'd be like, this fucking guy's crazy. Fuck that shit. But now that you do have it, you know, you throw a kid in the mix, I probably would have done the same thing. And I probably just would have said the same thing to Nick, saying, you just tell your mom you didn't find us, you know. And and the way that she's been acting, if my wife was acting like Maddie, it would have made it so much easier because she was just a bitch. And like did not.
Yeah, she wasn't even willing to help.
Not at all. So I'd be like, you know, I think it was good for Travis. I don't know how much there's hope for Chris. I mean, do you think there's coming back from Chris? Or because I asked Jesus, do you girls think, given the opportunity, Chris would have killed Maddie and Alicia in the bed?
That's kind of hard to say because he obviously went in there with like some sort of intent, but could he have gone through with it? I don't know.
See, I told Jesus that he was going in there and was like, oh, there's small children in the house. Let me pick up this knife and take it back to the kitchen. And then Jesus was like, oh, no, he was about to stab them motherfuckers. He was about to kill them.
Yeah, I mean, look at this episode. He tried to kill his dad. What makes you think that he's going to not kill, you know, these two people who took his dad from him?
Yeah, Kristen, you think he would have killed him?
I don't know. That it is hard to answer because when I first saw it, I was like, oh, shit, he's going to do it for real. Mm. But I don't know. I don't know. Because when he didn't do it, I was like, okay, well, maybe he can't because they are kind of family to him. But then when he started with Travis, I was like, okay, now I don't know if he would have done it or not.
And I'm trying to figure out, I mean, that totally makes sense, but I'm trying to figure out, like, with all that going on, what you just said, and then when he tells his dad, like, I'm no good, do you think that he just started killing zombies with what's-his-face on the, when they were stabbing him at the fence, and then he kind of just, it just kind of snapped? Do you think he just likes killing, or do you think it's his mom? Do you think is he just that effed up kid, or is he a Shane? Is he going Shane?
I think he's having trouble processing everything and like differentiating what's going on.
So do you think he's
because he also killed that guy on the plane, and he didn't turn yet.
Yeah, but
so it's like he killed him, and that was like a mercy killing.
Right. Right.
And then there was that other guy, the guy on the boat, the one that was like antagonizing him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it that Chris McCartney? What is his name?
Jesse McCartney.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, he killed him too. And then he was like, "Oh, I did it because he was sick," but he wasn't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of hard to figure out where his head is.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just crazy.
So, is there hope for Chris?
I don't think so.
No, Brancy, I heard a little pfft. That means no.
I honestly don't think so at this point. I think he's too far gone.
Jesus? Wait, hold on. Do y'all think he's crazy? As crazy as Shane? Like he's past Shane level?
Is anyone as crazy as Shane? Because Shane was a little messed up.
Shane had every right. That was his baby.
Okay.
He had every right. I don't think I would have. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. There's a couple of times when I was watching The Walking Dead recently, I was like, if Shane was alive right now, this shit wouldn't be happening. But it's a different story. Jesus, is there hope for Chris?
There is. I think there is. I mean, I agree with Kristen on the fact that, you know, before all this, Chris was this very sheltered kid who was going through his parents getting a divorce, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm pretty sure he hadn't finished processing that because he's really pissed off at his dad for that reason. Mm-hmm. And now all this happens. You know, it's so much going on in his life, and I just think he's not able to process it all that well.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see what happens. Because, I mean, it's obvious in when it returns in August, you mm-hmm. got Stran and the girls together. We don't know where Daniel is. It's obvious Stran and Chris are going to be doing their thing. And Nick, let's jump on to Nick. Mother of the year. She doesn't even, you know, I would have been like, Stran, help me. We're just going to punch and knock this fucker out and throw him in the back of the truck. No, it was just like, baby, for real? And that was it. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to walk with them. And he runs off with the zombies. What do you think's Nick's deal? I mean, Nick is telling his mom that I walk among them and I will not, I won't die. I'm immortal. As long as I put blood on me. What do you think? Do you think Nick's lost it, or is he just, he's the total opposite of Chris? He's like, he's just too damn cocky. He's like, he's gone full Rick before Negan.
No, I think that's exactly what happened. He's going Rick.
I don't know what his deal is.
They're not giving him enough credit for what he's done.
No, I agree. And I think everybody calls him out on it. I mean, Celia calls him out. And that's why I think Maddie's so pissed off. Strand tells her again, like, dude, like, get, you know, your son, you know. And I think she's just pissed off that she had to deal with Nick when he was bad Nick. I don't know. I'm telling you, I think Maddie's doing it all for the wrong reasons. So is Nick going to be safe? Ooh, what happens if Nick finds Celia? You know, that would be interesting. Because it's obvious that all the ranchers stayed and probably fought, I'm assuming, right? Because some of the zombies were coming when all that shit was going down. I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I mean, it was a huge cliffhanger because I can't even figure out what's going to happen next. So many. Let me look at my notes. Am I forgetting anything else?
Okay, let's get back to Nick because I want to get you guys' input before I said anything, but
okay.
Frank Delane, before season one started, kept on saying that Nick was more in tune with what was going on and more apt to be a survivalist because he's already going through his own apocalypse. You know, he's already connecting with the infected. So I think he's going to be safe. I think he has every right to be cocky, and I don't think any of the characters give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to him walking around and, you know, not being hurt by them.
I think the only one who is giving him any credit is Strand, because Strand is the one that's giving him a little bit of freedom.
Or almost responsibilities, too. Like, hey,
yeah.
I'll swim from the boat to land and find your friend and bring him back. And he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Now, I think you're right on that. I think, yeah. I got a question for you guys. And Jesus, I don't know. Did you have a question, Jesus, for us?
No.
So when he finds Travis and Travis is like, I can't go. I at least own that. And then Travis Nick kind of gives him the knife and kind of steps up to him a little bit and gives him that look in his eyes. Do you think that look in the eyes was, I totally get it. I respect it. Or was it more like, you're fucking abandoning us now and my mom needs you? Did you think he understood?
I think that look was, you've helped me out when I was at my worst and now I have to do the same for you.
Okay. All right. Girls?
I think it's a little bit of both. Cause like Jesus said, you know, Travis helped him when he was in a bad place. So, yeah, he's going to try to help him by respecting what he's asking. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, he went there. Maddie didn't even know he was going to find him, did she?
I don't think so.
So he did that on his own and said that she needed him. And so I think him standing up to him like that was a little bit of both.
Mm. Okay. All right. Brant?
I agree. I think it's a little bit of both, just like Kristen said.
Okay, I was just kind of curious. I was looking at it, and I was like, he looks pissed. I was telling my wife, he looks pissed. My wife was talking about right now when we were driving back that she just didn't understand why Nick and maybe this could be a question to you guys, is that she was like, I don't understand why Nick didn't tell his mom the truth and give her some type of closure. Like, now Maddie's going to be like, what if, is he all right? Is he coming back? We got to go get him. Do you see something like that? Or do you think because I told her, I was like, I think Nick now is a man of his word. And that's something that he's, you know, and so he told Travis, I'll tell her the truth, what you just said. I think he was doing it more for Travis. But did y'all see anything of that? I mean, would you have wanted to know the truth? I mean, what do you think? You think Nick? I mean, it's obvious that Nick was team Travis at that moment.
I think Nick definitely did it for Travis. And I think he made the right choice, but not telling Maddie. And I really don't think Maddie will want to go looking for Travis right now.
Damn, Jesus, you really hate your girl right now.
I just really don't like the fact that she's very oblivious to how essential Nick has been throughout this whole thing.
Right. Well, it's crazy because, ladies, didn't Jesus at one moment say that Maddie stepped up on the boat and distracted the person and she did all this stuff and saved the world? And now, Jesus, I told you, Jesus, you finally saw the truth.
I'm not saying she hasn't been a big part of what's going on, but Nick has done just as much, if not more, than Maddie.
Jesus, you kind of remind me of Maddie right now. Like, you're in denial, and then finally you're seeing the light.
She's a bitch.
She's a bitch, and you want her dead, right?
I wouldn't mind if she died.
There you go.
Total 180.
Right? I mean, if anybody wants to listen to the past, Jesus, I swear to God, it felt like, Jesus was sleeping with her or, like, something. And then when he met her in person, oh, my gosh. He's like, she smelled so good. I licked her hand. I was like, that's weird.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Jesus. All right. Well, I think that's it for me. Did I get everything? I mean, I think we hit all the good points. It returns in August. Should we talk about
The little article?
Oh, yes. Before we go, it's on the internet. I didn't know anything about it. Jesus knew about it. Brancy, you knew about it. Me and Kristen were in, we had lives.
Okay.
Sounded good there. Who's got the info? Apparently the actor, what's his real name that plays Nick?
Frank Delane.
Was arrested on the CBS lot?
Yep.
So what? My wife wanted to know, who the hell gets arrested on the lot? Well, what happened? Is it a good story or is it stupid?
For me, it's interesting because
hold on. Kristen, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Like, Brandy's like, it's stupid, dumb, Mike. And then of course, Jesus, it's the most interesting story I've read.
This is funny. Okay. All the people who were there kept on comparing him to his character. He's like, he's very erratic and he looked like Nick from Fear the Walking Dead more than Frank.
Okay, well, maybe he just likes to be in character. Look at Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Maybe he was going method.
No, but there you go. There it is. Okay.
Yeah, and apparently what happened was he went to the lot. He had already been on the lot.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to go through the security check without actually going through it. Like, he was just trying to go around it. Somebody told him to stop.
Oh, yeah, they don't play over there.
Yeah, there was a discussion, and he was surrounded by guards, and he punched one of them.
So security was trying to do their job, because I've been through over there, and they don't play. They want driver's license, fingerprint, your left testicle if you're a guy. Yeah, it's weird over there. I mean, they're hardcore security. So I guess since he had already been there, he felt like he didn't have to wait in line?
Yeah, I guess he felt he didn't have to wait in line because he had already been there, and he had his pass.
Well, man, there you go.
I mean, but they stopped him, you know, and he ended up punching one of them, and they held him until LAPD got there.
Damn! Look at Kristen and Brancy. They're like, we like him even more now.
So, no.
He's so hard.
Hey, I thought the story was stupid, remember?
I didn't even hear about it until now. So.
Wow, so he got arrested just for being a little... Well, at least he wasn't dropping names. He just got pissed off.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what Nick would do. So I think Brancy's right. He was in method character.
Yeah, he was just trying something out, yeah. I guess.
He's like, they don't see me. I got blood on me. What the fuck? Security's like, nope, we see you.
One of the reports I read did say that they were just lucky that he wasn't covered in zombie blood.
See, that would have been, oh yeah.
Oh, that would have been creepy better, shit. Though.
No, but that would have been better. That's like free advertising.
Right Hell there. Yes. Oh, wow. So, okay. Well, then I guess that was, it was an interesting story. Yeah. I was hoping it'd be something, you know,
bigger,
more hardcore.
Well, yeah, because I saw it and I was like, well, let me read this. Let's see what he did. And I was like, really? That's it? That's all he did? And he got charged with battery.
Did mm-hmm. he really?
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sure that security guy's going to be like, I can't see out of my eye because he punched me in my nose. I want to sue.
Pretty much.
That's how those LA people do, right, Jesus?
Probably. I don't know.
Whatever. I watch Judge Judy. I know these things. All right. Well, thank you for the story. It was interesting. Yep. Anything else?
Well, Nick or Frank and his publicist haven't said anything about it. So this is all just based on the security guards and what they're saying.
So I guess they're trying to get a good story and then put it out.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the actual story is going to be. We'll just have to wait and see what Frank and his people say.
Cool. Well, then, Jesus, that's your homework assignment. Find an
Don't
update.
Give him homework assignments, Mike. We still have those photos.
I know. I just thought about that. You're right. You know, it's funny, Brancy, because yesterday Jesus went to go see the Alice looking glass red carpet premiere, mm-hmm. and he's like, Mike, I'm gonna be there. You want me to send you some pictures? I'm like, fuck no, I don't want no pictures. You haven't even sent me the pictures from season one of The Fear of the Walking Dead. And then what happens? And what happens, Brancy? I don't get shit.
I sent you one picture right before I started filming.
No, you did not. I did. No, I got nothing from you. Now I know how. Yeah, so once you get to Hollywood, once you get to the red carpet, you're all douchey-douchey. Whatchamacallit, Veronica.
No, wait. He sent a text today saying, I didn't send pictures because I was doing interviews.
Oh, Jesus. So right now you just said I sent one before I started filming and Kristen just brought up.
I did.
But you just said I didn't send any pictures. Do you see your last text? I didn't send any pictures I was filming. But I'll send you video when I get a chance. Which is it, Maddie?
I did send you one picture. It was right before we started filming on the red carpet.
Where's the truth?
And there's no truth. No truth at all. But it's okay because Veronica came through and sent me two pictures. Actually, three pictures. And then she sent me a video clip that I shared. And then what do I get, girls, from Snapchat? Veronica and Jesus. Hey, miss you. We're at the after party. Oh, yeah. Sending me little snaps.
Yep.
So what do? I snap myself, shoot in the middle finger, and send it both of them. Bam. All right. Well, I think that is it. So your homework assignment is still, Jesus, if you want to walk the stage, pictures of season one. Dude, just give us a goddamn school. Stop by Hector Chavez Aguera High School and take a picture of it so we can have something, so we can have closure. Mm-hmm. And then also, if you hear anything on the streets, the story, we need to know what happens. Maybe the real story will make Brancy happy and it'll be a good story.
Okay.
There it is. All right, so we're going to be back in August. So people, if you're tuning in for this first time, which would be really stupid if you're listening right now, haven't listened to anything else. But we did season one, and we got season two, so you can check out all the other past shows, and then we'll come back in August and start back up. Last question for you guys. I'm going to start off with I'll start off with Kristen. How do you think this next, when it returns, will it start?
Oh, my God.
What do you think? I don't even know. What do you want to see? Maybe that's the better question. What do you want to see? What's going to make you go, oh?
I don't even know. I have no idea. I was like speechless at the end of the episode. I have no idea what was going on.
Brancy, watch this and Jesus. What do you hope to see what happened in the next episode of Game of Thrones?
Well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so you have no idea. Brancy, do you have any, what do you want to see happen? The premiere episode?
I definitely think that they're going to do like some passage of time. I don't know how long. But I feel like they have to give us like at least maybe a few weeks or a week or two.
Oh.
That's what I think. I don't think it's going to pick up exactly where it left off.
That would be interesting because then, yeah, because it'd be like, you know, 4 weeks. It could be like a month and everybody's got beards and interesting. That would be interesting that the group would be. Okay. Okay. Hey, Seuss.
I want to see
Maddie
Daniel wake up.
Oh, you want to see it like all of a sudden he just wakes up and he's under a tree?
No. Like, even if he wakes up and he's still like surrounded by fire, I just want to see the fact that he's still alive.
Mm, okay.
No, I also want to see if Celia's still alive.
Yeah, I think, don't get me wrong. I want Daniel alive. That's all I care about. But I think I agree with Brancy. I think that's what's going to happen is, cause it would be kind of like, we wait till August and all of a sudden it's like, get in the truck. And then we're like,
yeah,
what?
Exactly.
No. So just, I want to know if they make it to the boat. I want to know what, I mean, we do see a little clip of Travis and Chris just walking like nomads.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious about that, but I think, yeah, I would like to see some time.
What would you guys think if, Nick wound up with Chris and Travis?
I don't think that would happen.
He's the only one that knows where they are.
I mean, that is true. If he were to leave and, I mean, that's the good question is like, would he go find him? Let's put it this way. Is Chris ballsy enough to go, I can do this by myself? Or do you think he's that cocky right now, that Rick? Or do you think he'll be like, well, shit, I'm going to go, you know, go find, I'm going to eat some peyote and see some visions with Travis and Chris. That might be it. I mean, I could see that.
That's the first scene.
Right, they're eating mushrooms. And then,
Chris and peyote.
That would be awesome. I wonder. Yeah. Okay. Maybe we'll see, like, Maddie, you know, and then all of a sudden she's fishing, and then a swordfish will come out of the water and stab her. That would be cool. I think the premiere – you think someone's going to die in the premiere episode?
No.
I don't think in the premiere.
No?
No, I don't think so.
All right, people. All right, so we'll be back August. More Fear of the Walking Dead. And I think that's it. And we do we have Walking Dead also for all the Walking Dead fans. You can check out wherever you can find our stuff. And speaking of stuff, Brancy, the girl with no blog is what we call you. With many faces. Many faces. Why did you tell people how they can find you and stalk you? Because I know you do other shows and all good kind of stuff.
Yes, I am VRO Brancy on Twitter, Instagram, and the Good Shows app.
Sweet. Have you done any reviews lately, Brancy?
On the Good Shows app or just audio stuff?
You see how her voice went up? Like, on the Good Shows app? Yes, on the Good Shows app.
Mostly, I've just been leaving them for Game of Thrones right now because I'm behind on everything. But
oh, I love it.
I'm trying to use it more.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, though. Game of Thrones, holy crap balls. I don't even want to get my heart. Hold on. Okay.
I know.
It was hard. Did you record your recap for Game of Thrones yet, Brance?
Yes, and we gave you a shout-out, Mike, of course.
Sweet. So that's posted up somewhere in the Twitterverse, right? Through Variety Radio Online?
Yes, that's true.
Sweet. So check that out, people, Game of Thrones fans. Kristen.
Yes.
How can people find you?
You can find me on accordingtokristen.com, on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409, and Facebook at accordingtokristen.
Was it me, guys, or does she sound like some kind of sex operator right there?
It's
right?
Shut up.
What? That was a little breathy, I'm not going to lie.
Right? Wasn't it?
I was practicing.
Oh, my God, Kristen.
Hey, Jesus is like, I'm touching myself right now. I'm touching myself.
Wait, she was moving, but where did she move, Mike?
I am moving. I'm standing up. I'm waiting for you guys to hurry the fuck up.
Oh, I thought you moved to a different line of work.
No.
Oh.
In that brothel you were talking about.
Right? Game of Thrones down.
That's private, guys.
Jesus is like, I'll be right. I'll fly over there. Jesus, are you there? Are you done touching yourself? Kristen's done. Are you there?
I'm here.
Jesus, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, Twitter and Instagram at dysfunctional, Facebook, dysfunctionalLA, and the Good Shows at dysfunctional.
Touchmyself.com. All right. And for me, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Good Shows app. It's available on the for the iPhone right now, coming soon to Android, but I'm Mike the Movie Guy. All of us are on it, so make sure you find us and leave comments, talk TV and movies. You can check me out. Also, iWatchMike.com is my blog, iWatchMike Facebook, and of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. That is it. Shout outs to Variety Radio Online, who share the show as well. Miss Amy McCracken will slip in. And also, of course, the good shows and all the peeps that share and retweet our stuff for Fear of the Walking Dead and Walking the Dead. Thank you very much. And that is it. We'll be back. Everybody else, have a great week. Great weekend. 3-day weekend. Jesus, any hookers this weekend?
No.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.